The following is a broadcast of 1-800-LAW-CALL. Let's begin, Phil, by hearing first about the patient who was made to wait for 9 hours in the ER even after a recent hernia operation.
Yeah, the hernia operation in this day and age, you know, hernias are very common. And surgical repairs of hernias have been going on for years and years and years. And basically, beneath the skin is really what I would describe as a casing within which the organs are covered. And this casing can develop a little hole in it. Think of it like the skin of a sausage, where you get a little hole in the skin and it starts to protrude. That's really the analogy that's
almost like a bubble, maybe?
It is.
Yeah.
And so what happens, the hernia repair is a regular procedure that's done frequently. It's very common and generally regarded as a safe procedure. And essentially, in recent years, they've started using mesh to really fill the defect and close the hernia. And they're doing it now laparoscopically, which means they don't open you up. They use a very small hole. They inflate the abdomen and are able to do the repair in that fashion. You heal much more quickly, and it's safer in most respects. The mesh that they use can be either sutured down, or they make something called spiral tacks that they use. This case, they were using spiral tacks to tack down the mesh around the area of the defect so that it would heal and sort of, in the process of healing, these tacks would be there to secure the mesh that was being used. Unfortunately, the surgeon, when he was pushing these tacks into place, created a perforation in the bowel. He simply inserted them too far and too hard and actually went into the bowel and injured the wall of the bowel. Didn't know he had done that. He sends the patient home. This is an outpatient procedure these days. Sends the patient home with a hole in the bowel, which is very problematic because once bowel content begins to leave the bowel, it will cause an infection, which if not timely diagnosed and appropriately treated, can lead to sepsis, systemic infection, and death. This patient went home and came back to the hospital a number of days later and went to the emergency room and was complaining of severe abdominal pain, shortness of breath, decreased bowel sounds, which is what you would have with a perforation, and what we call a surgical abdomen. It was firm, it was distended, and clearly there was severe pain. This patient gave a history of having, within the last week, undergone a hernia repair. The emergency room physician should have called a surgeon immediately. This patient should have been taken to an OR immediately. The patient wasn't. The patient sat there for 9 hours before they were actually seen by a physician. Once they were seen by a physician, the physician did not call in a surgeon, but simply had the patient admitted to the hospital such that the patient would be seen the next day by a surgeon. So it wasn't until about 12 hours after that a surgical consult came and saw this patient, and the surgeon immediately recognized with this patient's history that they needed to go to the operating room immediately. They were already starting to suffer what's called multi-organ failure, which is when the other organs become infected and do not function properly. This surgeon raced this person into the OR, but unfortunately, during the surgery, this patient arrested and then died.
Well, how come the original doctor, was he there when the patient went back in?
No, and frankly, it would have been very smart of the emergency room physician to call the surgeon and find out, you know, what kind of surgery was done, what do you think I ought to do? Because you have to understand, and our listeners have to understand that, you know, emergency room physicians are sort of like gatekeepers. You know, they don't specialize in any particular area of medicine. They sort of they need to be conversant with all specialties and subspecialties of medicine. And so the emergency room physician here should have reached out to the surgeon for some advice and a consultation. And if they could not reach the surgeon, there's always a surgeon on call to come to the emergency room immediately, 24/7.
So I don't know this person's name, and of course if we did, we wouldn't mention it anyway, but let's say it's Joe Smith. You know, Joe Smith goes in, and they obviously perforate the bowel in this particular case, which is very serious. Isn't there a record of this person having been in the hospital just days before for a hernia?
Oh, absolutely. And when the patient presented to the emergency room, the patient, right, said to the doctor, "I was here within the past week."
Well, the patient said that.
Yeah, and it was recorded right in the medical record. The emergency room physician knew that this patient had had bowel surgery, a hernia repair with the possibility of a bowel injury within the past week.
I should have raised the red flag right
away. Totally. I mean, well, that's why it's a case of malpractice.
Right. That's why we're talking about
it. Yeah, you know, because you and I, as non-healthcare practitioners, would say, well, wouldn't you think that this was related to the surgery? And then the next question is, if it's related to the surgery, what could it be? And if the patient's in the emergency room with a firm distended abdomen with significant pain, you've got to think that there's something going on intraoperatively.
Gee, the patient did everything possible here.
Yeah.
And there was a record, obviously. So what else can be done to preclude these things from happening?
Well, you know, really this case began with the tacks being put in inappropriately. I mean, when you put these tacks in, the surgeon, we really had two defendants here, the initial surgeon needs to identify, isolate, and protect the bowel. Because you know you're operating in the area of the bowel. And you know you need to be careful not to injure the bowel when you're closing a hernia. And to perforate the bowel and not recognize it and send the patient home really is beneath the standard of care. And then certainly when this patient comes back, the emergency room physician really needs to treat this like an emergency in the emergency room, as opposed to just putting the patient on the back burner for 9 hours and then admitting them to the hospital, knowing that if they get admitted without a surgical consultation being requested, it's going to be at least another 12 hours before they're seen by a surgeon.
So they put these tacks in the mesh,
to anchor the mesh.
Right.
Yeah.
And can they take a picture of it to see if it has?
Well, the laparoscope is really like a video camera.
Yeah, that's right. They do have a camera.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's how they know where they are.
Right.
That's how they do the operation. They insert instruments through the scope, but they have very good visualization. Some people argue better visualization than with, you know, as opposed to an open operation, because these cameras, these digital cameras, the magnification is quite good.
But the doctor never picked it up.
No.
Well, and that's normally a rather common operation, as you say.
It is a common operation. And actually, to injure the bowel, you're supposed to identify it, isolate it, and protect it. So you really shouldn't be near it. But, you know, everybody's anatomy is a little bit different. And if you do injure the bowel, it's not the end of the world. But you need to recognize it when it happens, and you need to repair it promptly. You can't send a patient home with a perforated bowel, because they're just going to leak.
Oh, yeah, within hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And this patient was left to leak for days. And then when they come back, there was an opportunity to save this patient's life. And unfortunately, they did not act upon it.
Sepsis is a mean thing.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you don't catch it in time, it can be fatal.
It can indeed.
The views and opinions expressed on WCBN by the host, guest, and panelists do not necessarily reflect those of the owners, management, or advertisers of the station. Proper legal advice depends on a complete analysis of all facts and circumstances. The legal advice given during this program is intended as general information only, and no attorney-client relationship is created with callers or listeners to this program.